Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauch moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Mauch moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Francona for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by White for a passed ball. Boyd moves to third. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Williams reaches second base with a double. Mock moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mock scores. Williams scores. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mauch hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to second. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from White and he is out, Consolo applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-3 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mauch hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ike DeLock now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to third for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Gurnett moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ciccarelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett scores. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White is walked intentionally. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Zovchin now playing first base. Dick Gurnett now playing left field. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Breidwesser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zovchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Art Ciccarelli. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Connie Johnson now pitching. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-4 in the game. Consolo strikes out. One out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.